Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now joining me from the Tourism Business Council is CEO Chifiwa Chivengwa. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good and I hope you are well, as well as the listeners.
Thank you so much, hope you're well too. You sound fantastic. You sound good.
You know, I'm driving in the rain. I'm up north in Limpopo trying to navigate my way back to Gauteng.
Okay, well, just do it safely, safe following distance. Chipiwa, let's talk about the effect of beach closures on tourism. Just before we took traffic, I was saying, you know, beach closures, is that the conversation that the number one conversation that we should be having in South Africa at the moment? I mean, is that our priorities? What's your thought?
I mean, look, from the tourism perspective, of course, you know, beaches do play, you know, a big role in terms of the coastal tourism, you know, and that's why a lot of people travel to the coast. They do want to go to the beach. They do want to put their feet on the water. And they do want to walk, you know, by the beach. So it is important in the larger tourism, you know, family as an experience, because there are many things that happen in the ocean. Be it boating, be it, you know, those that want to do horseback riding, you know, by the beach and many, many others. So it is quite important. As far as whether it is the conversation that we need to be having now, I think, you know, that, you know, those that are traveling to the coastal region, you know, would have that as a topic that they would want to talk about.
Sure.
And those that are traveling in the inland regions, you know, many other places that don't have beach but fantastic for tourism, they may not be talking about that. So it's, I must say that it's a tough time right now for the country. It's a tough time for tourism. It has been. And we are trying to recover and survive and preserve jobs. So it becomes a subject matter when it comes to the coastal, you know, region of South Africa.
Do you have, Chifiwa, do you have figures for us, you know, of, in terms of stats and, you know, the numbers that are, that kind of paint a picture for us?
Look, if you look at, you know, KZN as an example, you know, there are a lot of people who would be going to the beaches, you know, because it's end year.
Yeah.
And I want to put a perspective into this. You know, when we say there's going to be, there's a potential for a lot of people going to the beaches, we're talking about mostly day visitors. You know, these are people that are coming from, you know, the township, the rural area, the suburban areas, who live in that particular part of the country, who would want to go to the beach on specific days. So we're talking about that. The tourists that are coming from, you know, Gauteng and, you know, many other areas may not be able, may not want to go to the beach at those days when there are more people, you know, there. But, you know, both of them, you know, form part of tourism because, you know, you do have formal tourism, you do have informal formal tourism, you have informal tourism, you've got day visitors, and then you have many other aspects of tourism. So all of it is tourism. So you do get large numbers of people, especially in KZN area, in the new year, in the holidays, you know, people that want to go to the beach. And some of them, you know, go to the beach once a year. And they should be able to do so for spiritual reasons or religious purposes or for cleansing and for many other things that everyone goes to the beach for. So we do have large crowds that do go to the beach. We do know that. We've seen that for many, many years on the news. It's just that this year is not the same year as the previous years, and we are faced with pandemic.
Sure. Chifiwa, just a question. You might know this. I mean, I'm trying to get a sense of the real impact of COVID-19 on tourism. We know that the airlines have been tremendously affected. However, I want to just raise a point, which is about insurance. A lot of businesses have been covered for business interruption. And if you're, and the category under which you are covered for pandemic is if you are involved specifically in tourism. So, you know, what is the real cost? Do we have a sense of that?
Yeah, look, you know, there are many companies that are impacted by this, and we've been talking about this for quite a number of months now, whereby insurance companies, some of them, not all of them, have refused to pay business interruption insurance.
Wow.
On the basis that, you know, it was not a pandemic that caused the loss of business, but the lockdown is the one that caused the loss of business. But nonetheless, there has been cases in some of our courts, you know, in the country whereby, you know, they ruled against insurances. But here's the thing. The thing is that, you know the legal system of our country, whereby, you know, one can appeal and it can take years and years and years until, you know, they are able to pay.
Yeah.
The problem is that when one takes a business insurance, interruption insurance, it means that if my business is interrupted now, I should be able to get the money now to be able to sustain the business and be able to pay the employees. When you have these legal processes that are taking too long, you know, it defeats the purpose of that particular type of insurance.
Yeah.
Now, what we've been saying to the insurance companies is that, you know, they're acting, you know, unethical, you know, so to speak. And then, you know, they we win a court case, you know, they want to go through these processes and this and this. Yes, they've got a right to do so, but they're devastating the industry and they're not acting in good faith. So one of the things that we've been doing is appealing to the insurance companies, you know, to honor the claims that, you know, our members have been sending to them.
Yeah.
We are interrupted by a pandemic. It's not about lockdown. Lockdown became because of pandemic. In a normal, you know, course of doing business, the government will not just shut down the country, you know, for no reason. So there is a reason, and the reason is pandemic. And that has been ruled again, you know, in terms of the insurance companies.
Yeah.
So we've been appealing to them, say, pay up. You know, come to the table, pay up, let's discuss the issues. If you believe that you don't have enough money, you know, let's create an installment process. You know, we pay insurance premiums to make sure that we're insured for this type of losses.
That's exactly, yes, exactly, exactly. You know, what something else that I've also seen that's been really interesting, and probably we'll only be able to really get a bird's eye view of the situation, you know, years down the line. But a lot of people who would normally travel internationally are taking road trips and exploring South Africa instead of going overseas on holiday. And I think that that's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's good. Look, it's time that, you know, a lot more of us explore our own country.
Yeah.
Let's speculate the money within the country. But we need to keep in mind that, you know, tourism goes both ways. We can't be the ones who are wanting people to come to our country and we don't travel out. And also there's a huge chunk of South Africans, you know, that survives or lives within the tourism space by sending people out of the country.
Yeah.
This is people who send people to Mauritius, Seychelles, and many other places. They earn a lot of income from it, and it's part of the tourism value chain. But I do think that at this time, those that cannot travel out of the country, travel your own country, explore the hidden gems of the country, go to places that you never thought you would go. There are many small towns, small dorpies and villages and whatnot that you can travel and you can enjoy. And I think that this is the time for us to explore, and it's time for us to support domestic tourism.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, until such time that we get international markets coming into our, you know, into our shores.
Amazing. Thank you so much for speaking to me this morning. I really do enjoy speaking to you. Chifiwe Chivengwa, the CEO of the Tourism Business Council. Wish you a wonderful day. Travel safely.
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.